CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Gusty winds are blowing wildfire smoke and dust across the eastern half of Colorado. State health officials issued smoke alerts for portions of northern El Paso County and parts of southeastern Colorado due to wildfires near Colorado Springs and Lamar. Blowing dust is also a health concern across much of southern Colorado and across the eastern plains. People with heart or lung problems, young kids, and the elderly should limit their time outside. There's been an increase in housing units, bike routes, and household income in Colorado Springs, all goals the city is aiming for, according to the latest plan, COS annual update. But KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports other goals just aren't being met.
Affordability indices for both homeownership and apartment rents are trending in the opposite direction than what the master plan calls for. This, even when the city is raising housing density, filling in vacant land, and adding downtown residential units. During the last 4 years, the city has made progress towards many of the other goals. That includes reducing the rate of unemployment and the number of people experiencing homelessness, while raising median hourly wages and adding trails and access to parks. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Starbucks, baristas, and Superior have won their union election bid. They're the first location in the state to join a growing movement among the coffee chain's workers. 14 workers voted in favor of a union and 2 were against the move. The company says it's against workers unionizing but will engage in collective bargaining with the group in the coming months. Right now in Superior, it's 82 degrees and windy. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.